Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, and this is the 10th day of May, 2024. We had a player, Memorex, last night, and tonight we're live, 5-10-2024. Oh, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm noticing one thing as I look at the Mimic and all this stuff, and the amount of energy being put into all of this weather warfare, the spring planting, all of the stuff that is the farming, all the moisture, the rain, the tornadoes, just incredible. Tornadoes and rotation in Montana, tornadoes in Michigan, all over the place. You're going to see winter wheat screwed up. You're going to see all kinds of things. And what it is, it's about to, in Tennessee and Florida, all this kind of stuff. You're going to see all kind of grain and fruit trees and spring planting for the crops this coming year of the grains are all going to be in problems. You have Russia just nailed out of the north, Kharkiv, which is the second largest city in that area of the Ukraine. Meanwhile, you got Red China Joe. Red China Joe, don't you know? He's suspending the shipments of bombs to Israel so Israel can take on the Hamas. Take on Hamas in the southern Gaza and Rafah, while at the same time, he's shipping arms to Qatar, shipping arms to Lebanon and other Arab countries with no problem. It's like Biden wants, and this is the conclusion, one of the conclusions of Hal Turner. Biden wants a Middle East war. Biden is a Red China Joe. Screwball, don't you know? And I tell you what, all these Jewish people who have voted for Biden and the Democrats, they better understand that that is not who they need to be voting for. Not who they need to be voting for. And I will tell you what, President Trump, they're still liable to try to get him. You got two lawyers on this jury. And everybody says, oh, well, the lawyers will understand that the trial's screwy. Those two lawyers may be on that jury to run the jury and to try to keep them from voting. But I'll tell you what, all President Trump needs is one person saying no. A hung jury. A hung jury is what he needs. Or a bullet acquittal. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what, any prayer for me is most welcome, believe me. Any prayer, any assistance. God bless you all out there praying for me. Divided Kingdom, different places. All the different people, the Ninemakers and all their friends, the Montagnards and in Indochina. All the good people across the United States, in the Upper, in Texas, in Idaho, in Missouri, Oklahoma, all over the place, in Florida. God bless you all. Yes, God bless you all. Because I'm going to tell you straight, I need a miracle from the Lord Jesus at this point in time. From what I've been told, I need a miracle from Lord Jesus at this point in time and our Father in heaven, from what I've been told. So when we got a new front and Russia's forced to attack the Ukraine, and meanwhile, on Brother Steve Quayle's site, over 4 billion people have been injected with nanobots, the exotic technology in the COVID shots, that includes robots. And Brother Quail says, the rise of the zombie bots. This was Lucifer's ultimate genocidal plan for the annihilation of humanity. CDC and the mainstream media keep covering up genocide for the global execution squad, despite growing reports of all the young athletes dropping dead everywhere from myocarditis and pericarditis. And I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot of people with that stuff going on right now. Oh, boy. Still trying to make the bird flu a little thing? Squandering what's left of credibility. Yes, the bird flu. They say, oh, well, they're watching about 70 people in Colorado who may have the disease. But at the same time, they're talking about all the ways to catch it. And they're also talking about, guess what? Vaccines. New vaccines. Bird flu vaccines. Won't that be just ducky? All of the Palestinians. Yeah, all on the Palestinian student bullshit. Excuse my French for the young people. And I'll tell you what. Chinese drones over a U.S. supercarrier in Japan. This stuff, you can't believe it. All the Palestinian junk in the United States with Red China Joe. Red China Joe. Traitor of the country, don't you know? Israel is about our only ally in the Middle East. So just so you understand that. I don't agree with everything they do, that's for sure. Never have. But I do not like how Red China Joe is coveting the Palestinians and all of the Muslims to win Michigan for him, don't you know? The Chinese, have you seen how many coming into the San Diego sector? I guess 1,000 in about a day or so in San Diego sector this week. We're working on about 12 million illegals, at least. We're working on all kind of gotaways weekly, daily, on a Red China Joe. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know? There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And I remember my old buddy, I just happened to see his business card. Dr. Eugene Schroeder of Campo, Colorado. Constitutional Aid, War and Emergency Powers. Dr. Gene Schroeder, God bless him. And then also, somebody I used to know and met one time, Major General Emiliano Diaz Colon, Adjutant General Puerto Rico. I just happened to see his business card from a while ago. And I told him that at some point in time you were going to see what's happening right now in the United States and that Puerto Rico had better be ready to understand and to support the United States against the illegalities and the craziness of the ultra left. With RFK Jr. confirming he supports abortions up to birth, even if it's full term. I'll tell you what. I can't believe where the world is going, ladies and gentlemen. Cannot believe it. Strategize civil unrest stage across the world. Greta Thunberg now joins the Palestine protest. She's got her copy of scarf on. So I'll tell you what. I'm going to say this to you. Soros openly meddling, and now they all the Rockefeller Foundation and all the different people, Rockefeller Brothers, allegedly Soros is the Tides Foundation, Open Society Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Jewish Vote for Peace has blamed the October 7 Hamas attack on Israel and the United States. David Rockefeller Jr. on the board of the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, another Democratic philanthropist, has provided Jewish Voice for Peace with at least $500,000, not including money he has provided directly to Tides Foundation and Tides Center. Ladies and gentlemen, this crap is getting to be beyond compare. And I would suggest to you real quick, that you had better get as much food, purified water, firearms, and ammunition as you possibly can. And you better get as much as you can while you can. And I mean tonight, tomorrow, weekend, Monday, Tuesday. And you be ready. You be ready. Because something is going to happen pretty quick in this country. The border's wide open. The border's wide open in the United States. And then old Red China Joe, he's got plenty of money from the Hunter, don't you know? And the Red Chinese giving him cash so he can stash. But Biden blasted America as clueless. Right? Claiming Americans have the money to spend when dual grocery prices are up 30% in rare sit-down interview. Ah, man. I'm reading down Brother Quayle's articles. He's got some doozies up here. If there were any justice, thousands of U.S. government traitors would be on death row from Joe Biden on down. All of them executioners of Americans would pay for their crimes, says James Kunstler. AI rapidly taking over humanity. It's everywhere. I tell you what, stick with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, and you will not be disappointed. I can barely breathe, but I'm still on this air tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Still here tonight. I would like to tell you that you need to be prepared, huh? And you're going to need firearms if you don't have them. And you're going to need thousands of rounds of ammunition. Thousands of rounds. Because there's going to be somebody come down your block or down your road to try to put you under. And whether that's, oh, did you see the big deal the day yesterday? Did you see the big deal yesterday that's going on? They want to take basically take all of the federal plan wants to plan to move National Guard units out of all the 50 states and give them over to allow them to the Space Force. Space Force Trump created. Supposed to be a true Space Force. Not a portion of the Air Force, but a Space Force. But the governors of all 50 states say they oppose the measure because that's going to be a power grab to take it away from the governors. We need the National Guard to be in the governor's hands. And that's as well as the territories, Puerto Rico and others, say they oppose the Department of Defense plan to move state and National Guard units to the Space Force with a separate governor alleging money. The plan is a power grab. You better believe it is. All of the 50 governors and some of the governors of the territories have sent a letter to elect to Lloyd Austin, SecDef. Lloyd Austin. Governors must maintain full authority as commander-in-chief of these assets to effectively protect operational readiness than America's communities. The letter argued that the measure would impact governors' capacities to use the guard in case of an emergency, natural disaster, or other crisis. United States power grab. Oh, yes. Iran will alter its nuclear doctrine if Israel threatens its nuclear facilities or its existence. Iran can make the assessment themselves when they believe they're facing an existential threat. Iran already has had nuclear weapons and has launched nuclear weapons, and they've had them since the beginning of about 97 when they launched one on a rocket. They have nuclear warheads now. They got them from the Russians, the Red Chinese. Now, Biden released all the money. Red China Joe released all the Iranian cash so they could build more of these things. And they can boom their weapons and move their whole support of Hezbollah with thousands and thousands of missiles pointed at Israel with thousands of their people in Hamas, supporting Hamas with thousands of the Houthis. And Red China Joe is for Iran, don't you know? For Iran. He ain't for America. He's an Iranian scumbag. An Iranian scumbag. El Presidente. Red China Joe. With the Red Chinese, don't you know? A lot of solar flares going on. There's a lot of stuff happening on this planet. Israel will stand alone, Netanyahu says. May 11th will be 33 days since the eclipse. Interesting, isn't it? A lot of powers out of the country. I'm just going down the list. A lot of stuff. Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Colorado, Florida, thousand power out. And United States General Assembly, United Nations, votes to admit State of Palestine as a UN member. So this has all been arranged. And what I was talking to you about the other night. Third World War, Giuseppe Mazzini. Albert Pike writing to Giuseppe Mazzini. Head of Worldwide Freemasonry writing European Freemasonry. The Third World War. I'm going to read it to you again. 1871, they had this crap plan. Third World War must be permitted, taking advantage of the differences caused by the agent tool of the Illuminati. That's the big banks and the Luciferian scums. Okay? Between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world, the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionists of the State of Israel mutually destroy each other. And that's the war that is being waged right now and financed by the Chinese, Red China Joe, the big banks, don't you know? And basically, where they mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on these issues, which we are now, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. It's starting to go down and happen. Pike says we shall unleash the nihilists. Those who want to make nothing of everything. And the atheists. And shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm that's ongoing. Stock up with food, water purification, supplies, water in the water blocks, water in the barrels, the small boxes, the water boxes. Because you see, the absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil, and then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, Pike says, not me, whose deistic spirits, Pike says, will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal but without knowing where to render the adoration, will receive the true light, Pike says, through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought thoroughly into the fore. Well, I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, don't you go into the Luciferian night without a fight. You stand against the Luciferians. You stand against all these big shot in D.C., all these big shots in New York, all of the big shots everywhere around the world, in these bankings, in Russia, and in Red China. Kuwaiti military forces now arrived at the headquarters of the National Assembly and closed the entrances and exits after the Emir of Kuwait's decision to dissolve Parliament and suspend some of the articles of the Constitution. We're entering in World War III, all over across the board. Brother Quayle had me on years ago as a guest, and he and I talked all about it. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. I pray, ladies and gentlemen, I pray for all the old sheriff at the stagecoach stop. I pray for him. I pray for Bruce. I pray for Ronnie in the Iowa. I pray for all the others in the Iowa and different places. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May it provide you and remove any kind of cancer, remove any kind of trouble in your body. To the Allegheny gang, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. God bless you out there. And may all those who have cancer or the heart ailments, may the Lord Jesus touch you right now. May he remove the cancer from your body. May he provide you with miracles. And may, Lord Jesus, may he remove it from my body, Lord Jesus. May he provide me with a medical miracle, Lord. Oh, God, Lord Jesus. Allow me to breathe properly. Allow me to breathe properly. And, Lord, allow me to continue on your road, the one that I was chosen for. When the Archangel Michael recruited me to strike blows against your enemies, Lord Jesus, to strike blows against thine enemies and warn thy redmen of what is to come. Oh, yeah. These strong solar storms could disrupt communications here. And I'll tell you, I God bless all the people who write in and talking to me about how they're praying. To the MD, says, God bless you all. Thank you so much for standing on the wall for all these years. All the blessing, Lord Jesus, be with you. Now and forever. To the Utah Arca, God bless you out there. And my firefighter buddy out there in Washington State. J&J, yeah, I heard you. I see you. I see all the stuff. And oh, God bless. God bless the ninjas. And God bless the soccer stars scoring goals. And all the ninjas with the hot times in the Ultimate Ninja Challenges. God bless you. And the prayers you set for old Hawk. And God bless your daddy on the Warren Soul Drive. And all the help you provided over the years. And all the prayers and love and everything you've shown to the Hawk. You kept me in this game. And all those people around the country, all around the world. To all of my friends out there in the Montagnard tribes. I'll tell you what. If you want to help the Montagnards, send anything to Dave and Debbie Nunemaker at the Gospel Furthering Fellowship. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Nunemaker, Nunemaker, and they'll provide Bibles, songbooks in the languages of the Montagnard Village tribes. You can send it to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myers. TOWN Pennsylvania 17067. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania 17067. And all the Montagnards praying for the Hawk. God bless you. We pray for you here as we try to provide you with Bibles and songbooks so that the Lord Jesus can bring the gospel into the hearts and songs of all of your lives over there. Oh, yes. Ah, man, oh, man. Man, oh, man. The CDC says bird flu has pandemic potential as it has mutated over 300 times. Strain has mutated over 300 times. However, keep in mind that the pandemic potential this virus has is being pushed as the ruling class also discusses the vaccines. They'll expect everyone to roll up their sleeves for. And then they can give you some more bots. According to an article by Daily Mail and a report quietly published late last week, the CDC said that avian flu viruses have pandemic potential in a section about rolling out vaccines if there is a human spillover. And also last week, a separate study by the U.S. Department of Agriculture released genetic data showing the H5N1 strain tearing through dairy farms had acquired dozens of new mutations These changes could make the strain more likely to spread through cows to other animals. I'm going to tell you what. You better look into what is possible and what milk and stuff you can get problems with. I don't know exactly. You ought to look it up. Where can you get the bird flu in milk and that kind of thing? Oh, man, oh, man. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just trying to breathe for a second. Thank you, Paul. It says, pray for the good Lord to heal thy wounds. Isaiah 53:5. God bless you. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Former federal agent gone under cover in 425 U.S. mosques warns that a terrorist attack far worse than 9/11 is coming. So that is what I'm trying to say to you. It says former federal agent got undercover in over 425 U.S. mosques warns that a big terrorist attack coming in the United States. China's third sea trial on their third aircraft carrier defeats the first sea trial. And I'll tell you what. Red China Joe. Taking money from the Red Chinese, don't you know? While the United States is being sold down the river. And I'm going to tell you, you had better be prepared. You'd better be prepared. I don't know where we're going to be in a week or 10 days. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. But I will say this. We have 40, 50 college campuses all erupting. And I will tell you, don't think that you're going to come and get me easy either, because I will fight to the tooth and nail to the death. I'll fight tooth and doggy nail, man, let me tell you. Brother Quayle said that the other day, I believe, on air, and asked people to pray for me, and God bless him. And I'm sorry that I sound so goofy, but I'm here and I'm going to stick here as long as I can. One second after, ladies and gentlemen. When you see the 1 second after, that's what you're going to have. The power grid goes down nationwide. And you better be ready to rock and roll. Maxine Waters sure is worried about what's getting ready to happen. She knows that the lefties have screwed the pooch. She knows that all of this stuff has just been blown up and torn up. And I'll tell you what, President Trump, polls keep going up. More people say if he gets arrested or thrown in jail, more people vote for him than they did before he's put in jail, if he got put in. And those cases are starting to go belly up. But I'll tell you what, you're the ones out there that have got to be ready. You're the ones that have got to be ready. You've got to have water, water purification, all of the good stuff. You know what I'm telling you. The Alexa Pure filtration systems. Alexa Pure, L-E-X-A-P-U-R. You can also get the Celsin Pure filters for the filtration system, the Berkey filtration or Berkey filtration systems. Katie-Dine commies, all kind of stuff. And store bottled water. I'll tell you what. Sharpen your clay bars and load your mags. Have your machete sharp and ready to chop. Because there's going to be a fight. There's going to be a fight like you can't believe. And when the power grid goes out and all the crap goes down and they try to make you take these vaccines and the whole thing starts to go bye-bye, then you'd better stand up and not go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. To my one brother, I don't know if I would try to go to Panama for a long period of time. God bless you. There's going to be trouble everywhere. To the Hawk and the Mrs. Hawk, God bless you from the Allegheny crew. Yeah. Praying for Hawk's healing in Jesus' name. Cirilla Roberts, God bless you. God bless Ronnie. God bless y'all in the Iowa. I'm trying, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to stick in this game. and I don't know exactly when, but it's going to be soon. I think you'll see our power grids go out. Yeah, Gen 6 says, what? Brother Quill, why provoke Russia? It's the fastest way to depopulate America. Oh, God bless all of you out there praying. Thank you, Lord Jesus. B&E, God bless you all. God bless you, old stagecoach stop. To DNB, God bless you. To the old sheriff, God bless you, brother. May the Lord Jesus protect you and the goats. Ah, boy. Ah, yeah. Keep praying, Hawk, it says. Doomsday plane flies to doomsday bunker. More Russian planes go to Kaliningrad. All right, Scotty P. Lost to Lower seems to be stealing in church. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. May our Father in heaven and Lord Jesus find those doing that. Strike them down. Strike them down, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I pray that everybody out there will hear that call. Hear that call. And understand that you got nothing left to lose. You got nothing left to lose, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're going to pale at every bang of the downstairs door, and every step on the staircase. But if you understood there had nothing left to lose, and it boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was to hand, the organs would be very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and hand transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, or Biden's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. You had better be ready to stand for Jesus and stand for your family stand against the evil of the Lord. Ah, those that come after the Lord Jesus. Those who are out here. Those who run the high mucky mucks in the high military. Run the high cabals in the intelligence world. Run the high cabals in the government. In the big banks. You better be ready to go. Oh, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what else to say right now at this period of time other than I'm sicker than dog do. I really am. This cancer, it's got me by the short hairs, but I'll tell you what, all the prayers that can be sent up for me, God bless you. And I pray for all of you out there too. Because I'll tell you what, when this stuff comes down the pike, when the 1 second after happens, the power grids go out, when all the people come down that road to try to take your food, your water storage, your stuff, then you, by golly, you be ready to take it and nail back at them. Because I'll tell you, we've been at this a long time. And everything Brother Quayle has talked to you about, and since he put me on the air years ago and had me on as a guest, I've been on 20 years almost in June. And I thank the Lord for everything that he has done on my behalf and on your behalf out there. And on behalf of Brother Quayle. And everything we've told you has just about come to pass. Ah, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry that I've not been a better steward than I was. But I've tried to stick in the game. And I'm going to stay in the game as long as I possibly can. I pray for all of you out there. Water purification. And you're going to have food. And if nothing else, canned goods. Chunky soup. Chunky sirloin burger. You know, all the Denny Moore beef stews. All the different items. Roast beef hash. Corned beef hash. Vegetables. All the different things. Fruits, canned goods. Mountain House, Alpine Air. All the long-term storage food you can get your hands on. And the winter warfare being directed and all of the energy weapons being used against this world, against the country. Just incredibly bad. Incredibly bad. And to all those out there, I love you so much. I love you so much, and all the people that have kept up all over the years. May God bless you against all evil. May it protect you against all evil. May he provide superabundance for each and every one of you. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Did you see the encampment in Denver? Migrants refuse to leave Denver encampment. Well, I'll tell you what. There used to be such a thing. There used to be such a thing in the old days. And I've lived in New York. I've known the Irish cops and the Italian police. And the tough Jewish cops, too. And I'm going to tell you what. There used to be a time when somebody screws around with that, they busted a head or two. Canadian Prepper says he's received top secret intel. Nuclear plan has changed. Equipment moves to border. Yeah, the Russians have moved their stuff into Belarus next to the border. Don't go into the Luciferian. I've got a plan. Without a fight, ladies and gentlemen, stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for your family, mighty women and men of valor. I pray that the Lord Jesus will protect you against all evil and that you can strike blows against his enemies. Bendigo Rangers, wherever you may be, I know you're ready. And old Mickey Lapua, stay on the optics, Mickey. And you squeeze that trigger. Or go hand in hand with them as you only can do. Road and track and little L. God bless you for all the wishes you send me. And the prayers. And God bless you for the goal scorers in soccer. For the fast times in the Ninja Games. And God bless your daddy and your mother. You say hi to him from Old Hawk. And I will try to stay in this game. Pray for me, Lord Jesus. Pray for me to the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Give me a medical miracle. Give me miracles, Lord. In your name I pray. Good night. God bless you all out there.